This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Our show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and Drury Brothers Roofing. Hey, you know, last week I had Kathy Andrews. She was from the El Paso County Hazardous Waste Facility, and we talked about items that you should never toss in the garbage or put down the sink. There's a lot of stuff. My pet peeve, you probably heard, was bacon grease and vegetable oil. And that's because when I go to people's homes, that's what I see them do, and I have to yell at them. And they're like, Debbie, I thought you were my friend. I am your friend, but I'm also everybody else's friend, and I don't want our water to be polluted. So Kathy gave us some tips on how to take these sort of items to the facility so they can dispose of it correctly, and it will not involve anything to do with water, okay? This facility, in my opinion, is a godsend to the community because there's no excuse at all to dispose of items that have chemicals in them. Batteries. What do you do with your batteries? Do you throw them in the garbage? I bet you're saying, yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you, please don't do that. Please take it to the facility, okay? It's just really bad stuff. You know, you've heard in the news lately about our water being polluted in some areas. And, you know, air is polluted. So El Paso County does have the facility that you can take these items to. But not only do they do that there, they also track and educate people about noxious weeds. So what is noxious weeds? Have you even heard of that term before? Is there even such a thing? Does it even make sense? What is a noxious weed? So anyways, you do need to know. And I have Tina Travis. Again, she is from the El Paso County Hazardous Waste Facility. And I still have Kathy Andrews. She came back. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the facility when we get finished about noxious weeds. This is Tina Travis. Evidently, you are very educated about noxious weeds. What is a noxious weed?
So a noxious weed is an alien species. Think about the wild boars in Texas. People can relate to animals that are alien species. However, they have a hard time relating to plants. And so these are plants that are introduced and they have no biological controls. So they become super predators and eliminate our native landscaping or our native wildlife, vegetation.
How does it eliminate them? How do these weeds eliminate what should naturally be here?
Because they have no biological controls. So therefore, they become super species, so to speak. They're able to outcompete native species. And with that in mind, wildlife can't eat a lot of them, most of them. Livestock can't eat them. And so it kind of reduces the numbers of wildlife also due to the effects of it.
So when you say effects, you're talking poison?
Poison, just the fact that they spread. For example, hoary cresses is a plant that we're about to start watching. Should be showing its face here in the next couple of weeks. And it is unpalatable to livestock. It can make them sick. However, because it's unpalatable to them, they won't eat it. So therefore, when it takes over a pasture, rangeland, escapes into national forest, and it is able to outcompete the other species of plants that are growing, creates monopoly, there's nothing for forage for any of those animals that we talked about.
Okay. I'm trying to absorb all this. So in El Paso County, do you all have like a rough estimate of how many noxious different species that we have?
So we probably have about 30 species here, give or take a few. There are about 5 to 8 that we closely monitor.
So how are they introduced?
A long time ago, for the most part, they were introduced as ornamental plants. And so when people think of noxious weeds, they think of an ugly plant that they don't want growing, such as dandelion. However, a lot of these, such as myrtle spurge, were sold in garden centers. And we didn't know that they would have the effects that they do. Others were brought over in the ballast of ships. Our ancestors brought a lot of them over as that touch of home. And when they were introduced here, those biocontrols that we talked about, whether it be diseases or insects or weather, soil types, whatever, did not come with them. So therefore, they have nothing to control them.
So why the interest in these quote-unquote noxious weeds? Is it just because they're spreading so much or because the vast majority of them are poisonous? Or both?
Both. they certainly do not have to be poisonous to be on the noxious weed list.
Okay.
We have more native Colorado species that are very poisonous than necessarily what's on the noxious weed list. The difference is those native species, you're going to find a plant or two in a pasture or a rangeland or a national forest with several feet spread apart. These take over. They don't allow anything else to grow. A lot of them are what's called allelopathic, which means they put a substance into the soil to inhibit the growth of other plants.
Wow. They're smart, aren't they? My goodness gracious. So how do you go about trying to control this? Do you go out to different people's lands? Do you go out to public lands? Where do you go?
So certainly we help the public as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We are only able, for the most part, to look for noxious weeds in unincorporated El Paso County. Can't do anything about the city of Colorado Springs or the other entities that are in the area. If we get a request for help, we can certainly help educate them a little bit or give them some advice. However, we have no jurisdiction. So within unincorporated El Paso County, we are for the most part checking our open space, El Paso County lands, and we're also routinely checking right-of-ways and seeing what butts up to those right-of-ways in private properties and letting homeowners know and helping to educate them also.
Do you ever get phone calls from like livestock veterinarians to say, hey, you know, a cow died out on this property and I think it was because of this weed?
So I haven't got them from livestock veterinarians per se. However, I have got them from homeowners who have been told by their vet that they feel that the animal got into something. And could I please come look and identify what's on the property?
Okay. And then when you go out there, how often are you finding a noxious weed? Is it pretty common once you get that phone call?
So it's amazing because in the eastern portions of the county where we have more livestock,
right,
we don't have the quantities of noxious weeds that we do in the disturbed areas. That's not to say we don't have them. However, that's undisturbed land, a lot of seed hasn't necessarily been brought in. The land wasn't disturbed by graders or other items. You know, housing developments are a big area that bring in noxious weeds.
And how does that happen? How do they bring in the noxious
weeds? Because they're bringing it in on their equipment. It's on tires. It's stuck up under the equipment. When they bring in overseeding options, they're not always weed-free.
So do you educate them about spraying it? I mean, how would they get rid of it anyways if they have it on their tires? I mean, would they, even if they were to spray it off, it goes somewhere.
So you do, though. You hose them off in between job sites.
Uh-huh.
At the very least, if you got it from a job site and you're spraying it off there, it's kept in that spot where it can be dealt with.
Spraying
in the later
off
base.
There.
Correct.
Not at the shop.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Because if you take it to the shop, you're dropping it on the road.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Do you think that most developers know this?
Not as many as maybe should.
Yeah.
However, a lot of them are very educated about it.
They realize that. Wow. And so you do go out to individual homes if they have a question or whatever. That's a free service you all give?
It is.
Wow. So this year, do you have like a forecast of weeds that you think are going to pop up more than other ones?
So it's hard to tell because we really haven't got into the growing season yet. And it's really hard to tell whether we're going to get a lot of moisture, a lot of sun, a lot of wind.
Yeah.
So until that happens, it's really hard to tell.
So do these noxious weeds, are they more prone to die when there's a drought or when there's too much water?
So it depends on the plant.
Does it? Okay.
However, I do want to say that because they have been able to adapt and overcome, they're able to survive a lot of times when our native species can't because of drought or weather or too much water.
So these are little buggers that we don't want in our yard, do we?
Correct.
And I imagine you probably have pictures of them on a website?
We do. If you go to the El Paso County website and just type noxious weeds into the search engine or environmental division, which will cover all of the stuff that you spoke to Kathy about also, it will bring it up.
Okay. Well, that's been pretty educational. Hey, we're going to take a short break and hear from our awesome sponsors. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Tina, and we're going to have Kathy come on in with the discussion and talk about your facility and everything that you all do. So come on back, listen and learn. This This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Hey, I've got Kathy Andrews. She's joining us now along with Tina Travis, and they were with the El Paso County Hazardous Waste Facility. So lots of great information last 2 weeks regarding what you all do for recycling, noxious weeds. Tell us more information about the facility, what you've got going on with the public, and maybe some information that you want the public to know that maybe we're just unaware of and we need to know.
Sure, absolutely. So the El Paso County Environmental Division, I mean, covers a lot of things, certainly noxious weeds. We also do natural resources, that kind of thing. Environmental compliance for El Paso County. We do things such as conservation easements, wetlands, all those kind of things. We do a variety of things. So if you really have any environmental questions, be sure and give us a call, 520-7878. As far as things coming up for our facility here, you know, this is a spring is one of our best times here.
Oh, I bet.
One of the things that El Paso County sponsors is called the Black Forest Slash Mulch Program. That is out in the Black Forest. This is where people can bring their slash, which means tree debris. So, you know, especially because of the bomb cyclone. Love that word.
Right.
you know, there were many, many trees out in the right. forest that were downed. So the slash mulch facility will be opening on May 4th to take people's slash. They actually mulch it there and then turn it into mulch so people can go pick up mulch as well. Program that the Paso County has run for 25 years. Everybody should know about it. And give us a call if you have any questions. Absolutely. Some of the other things that we have coming up. April 27th is a great big day for us. We are hosting, as we have for the past, almost 10 years now, partnership with Keep Colorado Springs Beautiful, the Great American Cleanup. This is where we clean up El Paso County, City of Colorado Springs, over 20 sites within El Paso County. We encourage people to sign up and come help us clean up.
Wow. How do they join you? Do you need to sign up?
Right. They would need to sign up. The website is gacpp2019.eventbrite.com.
That's a mouthful.
Or they can always give us a call again, 520-7878. We'll be happy to guide them.
Okay, that's 719-520-7878. Yeah, that was a mouthful. Okay, and so those are some really great events. You know, you were talking about the bomb cyclone. Yeah, a lot of trees went down.
Absolutely.
So turn it into mulch.
Absolutely.
Right? Can they take the mulch with them or does it got to stay there?
No, they can take the mulch with them. Absolutely. It's free mulch.
And
you can take the mulch with them. You can put it back in your yard. It's true recycling.
Now, I wonder if there's people out there that don't have trees.
They can come and get the mulch. Absolutely.
They can come and get the mulch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mulch.
One more thing we have going on April 27th is called the Letter Rip Event. This is an annual event that we do as well in partnership with the Better Business Bureau, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, and the El Paso County District Attorney to encourage people to shred their paper instead of put them in the trash. You know, identity theft is a great big thing. So we do offer at the Letter Rip Event the first free boxes. It needs to be kind of letter-sized boxes, you know, copier paper boxes.
Okay.
The first three are free. The second three are $5 each. You can bring up to a total of six, but again, you need to register at letterrip2019.eventbrite.com or give us a call, 520-7878. The final thing that I just want to remind people of that's going to be on April 27th is the DEA Take Back Day. It will be at several places around Colorado
Springs. Explain what DEA is.
Oh, the Drug Enforcement Agency.
Yes.
That's where you can take your medications, both your pills and your liquids, for proper disposal at several places around El Paso County. And that you can see at DEA.gov. Just search Take Back Day and it will pop up with what places you can
go. So that's DEA what?
DEA.gov. The website, and then just search Take Back Day.
Gotcha. So that's, you can get everything done and just on the 27th.
Absolutely. April 27th is the day.
It sounds like it. Hey, do y'all take tires?
We only take tires at our clean sweep events, which we host four of them throughout the year. The first two, April and June, are actually sold out for the year. So register for our August event. Again, just give us a call, 520-7878, and we will be happy to set you up for that. You can bring up to 9 tires. The state of Colorado, if you walk around with, if you carry around more than 9 tires in your car, the law says you're a tire dealer. So make sure you don't have more than 9 tires.
Oh, really?
So we will take, yes, that's really true. So make sure that you don't take more than 9 tires to our events.
See, folks, there is absolutely no reason to take your garbage and throw it at the side of the road. And, last week we talked about, seeing TVs, that sort of thing on the side of the road and bags of garbage, what have you. One thing I have been noticing lately, and maybe you have too, and it really kind of bothers me. I really don't know who to call. Maybe the mayor's office. Been seeing a lot of garbage on the highways lately. Have you noticed that?
It is true. And, it really kind of depends on the jurisdiction. Unfortunately, all different highways have different jurisdiction, whether it be the city of Colorado Springs, CDOT, or El Paso County. But certainly, if you give one of us a call, we can certainly let you know whose jurisdiction that is and who you should be calling to get that cleaned up.
Okay, so you can just call in and do it. And then, of course, there's some organizations that volunteer to clean up the highways, which I think is a huge blessing. And so, you see them with their orange vests on.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, folks. You don't run them over. I just think it's wonderful that they're out there on their Saturday and cleaning up the sides of the roads. We get a lot of wind and people with their garbage containers that flaps open and there goes the garbage. And I know it's not meant to happen on purpose, but I think we need to be very conscientious about that. We've got this big old rock that sits on top of ours. Garbage guy comes, takes it off, puts it on the ground, dumps our garbage. He puts it in the garbage bin. It makes Larry so mad because he's got to dig it out and get it out. But, it's something because we don't want our garbage to be flying away. Even though we have it in bags, you never know what can happen, right?
Absolutely. You don't want it flying away. And, spring is coming. Those bears are waking up. And just think about that. You really do not want to entice them. We've had issues here in this area the last couple of years. And unfortunately, the majority of those bears need to be put down. So just make sure that if you're in that area, you A, secure your garbage, or B, don't take it out until the morning of, something like that. So just be bear aware, if you will.
Right. I remember a couple of years ago, they were at a wonderful German restaurant in their garbage. Right.
Absolutely.
So I think
true.
It's really important that we put locks on. If you have a big container, put some locks on it, because you don't want to be feeding wildlife, because we're not supposed to be feeding wildlife, right?
Absolutely.
So your facility, what is the address?
The address is 3255 Acres Drive, spelled AKERS. Zip code is 80922, kind of on the east side of town, actually probably in the center, pretty much the center of El Paso County geographically.
It's off of Mark Shuffle and...
Mark Shovel and Constitution, basically.
Yeah,
that
it's
kind
pretty,
of area. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to access. Now, are you open on the weekends other than your big events?
We are only open the second Saturday of each month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we're open during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. If you have any questions about noxious weeds, wetlands, threatened and endangered species, any of those kind of things, household hazardous waste, we'll be happy to help you out at the facility.
You all are just full of wonderful information. I want to thank both of you for being on the show. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Tina, very, very much. Just a world of knowledge here and such great tips to keep us out of trouble, really, to help with our environment, right?
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, thanks, Tina, for coming on the show. I really appreciate your knowledge with noxious weeds. You've even educated me. Yeah. And I thought I've heard it all. Thank you very much. Hey, so hopefully you have been educated today. And last week, I know I have. You know, hey, if you're thinking about selling your home and you want to get all your chemicals out of your house, now's the time to do it. Get any questions about selling or buying real estate, give me a call, 719-641-1357. And be sure to go to our website, cityofcs.com. You know, you're going to find out we are very different from other companies, and we offer a flat listing fee and a rebate back to our buyers. That's right. Go to cityofcs.com, and you'll find out more about it. Give me a call, 641-1357. I've got new listings today I want to tell you about. Got a really nice home listed out in Cordera area, if you're looking in that area. It is a rancher, which is hard to find these days. 3-bedroom, 3-bath. The list price is $436,000, and it's got 2948 square feet. Hey, I've got a phenomenal 2-story home at Flying Horse. It's got 4-bedroom, 4-bath, and is listed at $560,000. And this is a phenomenal 2-story home. Shows beautifully, and it's got 3-car garage. And this home is at 13735 Honey Runway, and it's listed for $560,000. Again, the address is 13735 Honey Runway. If you're interested in any of these homes, give me a call at 719-641-1357. Hey, after the show, I'm going to have an open house. I would love to meet you. And also, if you're interested in a townhome on the west side, this might be the perfect home for you. So from 12 to 2, we are going to be at 5974 Eagle Hill Heights, and that's Unit 104. Again, that's 5974 Eagle Hill Heights, Unit 104. That's right off of Rock Rimmon and Delmonico. Please meet me there today. This is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath home, and it sells for $373,500. Fantastic townhome. They even have a pool there. I'd love to meet you. Now, again, that's today from 12 to 2. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors. American Liberty Mortgage and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Please arrive alive. Don't text and drive. I can't stand that when I see that. Drives me nuts. Hey, until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have Steven Stouffer from Geckos Remodeling and Property Maintenance. If you've been looking for a property maintenance company or to do some work around your house, please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.